right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday right now during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined now in the studio to help us out with Kids Q by WCHL's own Daniela Ocampo, who hosts the Sunday Morning News. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. So tell me about the Sunday Morning News. You just started doing it. So
yeah, I just started doing it. It's really exciting. It's my first big girl on-air personality job, so it's really exciting. Really thankful for the opportunity. And
awesome.
Hoping to be doing a good job for you guys.
What are the non-big girl on-air assignments that you did before this, though?
I guess none, but you know what I mean. I guess it's just like my first on-air job, so it's really exciting.
7 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Yeah, bright and early.
Dark and early sometimes.
Yeah, exactly,
dark and early. As you get into the winter time. So, cool. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm excited.
All right, here we go. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you woke up and saw a dinosaur roaming around in your backyard, what would you do?
Well, it depends on if it was a meat-eating dinosaur carnivore.
Right, yeah.
I would call 911 immediately.
That's probably good advice anyway, right? Like, call 911.
I would scream and call 911.
Yes, yeah. That's actually good advice, because I had the same thought as you. Well, is it a carnivore? Is it a vegisaur? Is it...
Right, like do I need to vacate the premise? Because if it's a carnivore, then I need to get out of there.
Exactly. But honestly, if you looked out your window and there was a dinosaur roaming around in your backyard... At that point, regardless of the dinosaur, right? Like, probably a call to the authorities.
I like to think I would take action immediately, but I might also just, like, freeze, too, out of just shock.
Depending on the dinosaur, would you take a picture of it first?
I thought about that, too. I was like, would I whip out my cell phone? I might.
Very possibly, right? Like, again, depending on the dinosaur, like, cute little thing eating some grass, fine.
Right.
Actual Tyrannosaur, maybe not.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes, and if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Channel. Appleboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning at 7 a.m., bright and early, dark and early, depending on the time of year, for the Sunday Morning News with Daniela. Thank you so much.
Thank you.